Piece of work. Double inception. We're going to have triple inception in 2 weeks. You know how it works. You're listening to Piece of Work on WMCB out of Greenfield, Massachusetts. The show you're listening to is called Piece of Work. My name's Mike. I'll be here till 5. Then Vince and Dan Go will be here to give you Voyager 3 Live. Thanks for tuning in. Maybe you're streaming at WMCB.net. Maybe you're listening to 107.9 FM. Last on the dial, first in our hearts, as we like to say. This is my first broadcast with our new antenna. Thanks to Mick of Mix Mix, the Wednesday show, and some other staff members here, and a consulting firm, and maybe some screws and bolts, and they got the new antenna up on the roof. It's maybe 4 or 5 stories up. I drove north to Brattleboro and got pretty close to Brattleboro before we had to turn the radio off. But we were still getting it. So it might go all the way to Brattleboro, hot diggity. Maybe next I'll go down to Deerfield and see how far south we get. We're broadcasting in stereo now. It used to have this weird phasey mono sound. Worse than mono. It was like, you know, the summing of two channels where one's out of phase with the other. If you agree that it is May 4th, 2026, and 4:03 p.m., then you are listening to me live. Otherwise, you're probably listening sometime between 11 a.m. and noon on Sunday when this show is rebroadcast. If you want to know what gets played, you can follow along on the Instagram account, Piece of Work PV, all one word. And you can find the archives of this show at WMTB.net. We're going to kick it off. It's going to go New York, Nevada, Seattle, Washington, Cambridge, Massachusetts. We're going to hear first from Lucy, the New York band here on Piece of Work. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Piece of Work here on WMCB, Western Mass Community Broadcast. That's how I remember it. Piece of Work runs from 4 to 5 on Mondays, rebroadcast from 11 to noon on Sundays. Thanks for tuning in. Maybe you're further away than our former smaller set of listeners. We've got a new antenna on the roof. We just heard from Johnny Tex, formerly of Austin, now apparently calling Cambridge, Massachusetts home, according to Bandcamp. It was a single he just put out called Mustard Seeds. And before that, the Seattle band Big Bite, B-I-T-E, did a song called Headhunter from a single that came out last year, self-released. Good for you, Big Bite. Before that, also self-released from a tiny, tiny town called Tonopah, Nevada, a band called Surrealistic Pillhead, which incidentally features Hart Seeley. Hart plays bass in the band Surrealistic Pillhead and is also in the band Sheer Mag. That song by Surrealistic Pillhead, that's the last time I'm saying that, was called Chaos Stone. Just came out on an album called Crush the Pill from this year, self-released. I said that. Good for you anyway. Set began with Lucy, a power pop number called We See We from a release that just came out, a retrospective 2023 to 2025. A two-year retrospective, it seems. It's coming out on TKO Records, if it's not out already. They're a New York-based band. This piece of work, I've got 41 more minutes. Let's make it count. We always go to Australia on this show. Let's do so now. It's going to go like this. Melbourne, Australia. Newcastle, Australia. Back to New York, New York. And then to LA, CA. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to hear now from a band called Zipper. This is the Melbourne band, a song called Heiko, H-I-K-O, from a new single that just came out. Guess what? It's self-released. Good for you, Zipper. We'll be right back. Who am I to fade out their sound collage? Not my call. Part of the song. I keep a list of bands that I feel, that I know have American singers and that I feel sing with an affected British accent. And that song's going on the list. You agree, right? I'm at like 16 songs, which means I can do almost a whole hour set. I can do more than an hour set of affected accent songs. No shade intended, but I hear what I hear. That was Memo PST, the LA band. They've got a new record coming out on In the Red Records. The record is called Eternal Actors, and that song was called Chrome Bubble. You know I hate when I think I've got an instrumental for my bed music and I hear lyrics. At least they're German. Quiet down. Let's see, before that, Cool Whip. A band that was formed during the pandemic in New York City by members of two defunct bands I've enjoyed, Honey and Psychic Ills. That was Cool Whip, a song called Flame in My Heart, from a album of the same title, came out in 2025 on Wharf Cat Records. Before that, because we always go to Australia, we went to Australia from Newcastle, Australia. That was Fungus, but it's spelled fun and then gas, F-U-N-G-A-S. One word, Fungus. Hats Off to the Five Bizarres was the name of that song from their release that came out last year called Intelligence One on a label I always have trouble pronouncing, Erste Thecke Tonträger, which I translated with Google Translate, and it said something like counter one sound carries or sound carrier. And the set began also with an Australia band, because we always go to Australia on the show, from Melbourne, self-released Good For You Zipper. Zipper did Heiko, a new song from a new single that just came out. You're listening to Piece of Work. I got 22 minutes left. If you want to follow along, see past playlists, get reminders that the show's coming online on Mondays at 4 p.m., then follow at the Instagram account, Piece of Work PV. The PV stands for Pioneer Valley. All one word, Piece of Work PV. I've got a show coming up next Saturday night. Not a radio show, a rock and roll show in Southampton, Massachusetts. It's going to be Harold, which is Lawrence Worthington from the bands Country Teasers and Yummy Fur. And it's going to be a new Pioneer Valley band called Polish Toilet Convention. And it's going to be my band, Concussionists. And finally, there's going to be a band that spans from Reading, Pennsylvania, all the way up to Leverett, Massachusetts. The band is called Tall Tees. And they happen to have members of the local band Folly of Three, but a uniquely separate sound and direction. And Tall Tees just released a 3-song EP, I believe today. We're going to hear something from it. The EP is called Extinguished Brilliance on Near Mint Records. You can find it. It's hard to find. Find them on Instagram, and then there's a link or a post which has a link to the YouTube. I guess you could go to YouTube and search for Tall Tees there. That's not too common a name. Two Clowns Kissing is what we're going to hear by Tall Tees. After that, we're going to do a mixed block of Pennsylvania, my old home state, songs, two from Philly, and then we're going to finish up with a Boston, Massachusetts band here on Piece of Work. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
When you're drunk, stoned, or late, they won't let you in. But at least your lips, they don't ever get tired after hours and hours of fake smiles.
That was long-running Boston-area band Headband, full disclosure of which I'm an occasional member, an emeritus member maybe, recently drafted as an adjunct member. I'm going to play Medford Porch Fest with Headband. And I asked Matt for the set list, and that song, Same Old, was on it. So I've got to learn it, relearn it. I guess we used to play that. I did not record on that. That was Same Old by Headband from way back 2004 on the record Old Time Rock and Roll. That's old with an E, time with a Y, and you know how to spell rock and roll. From Boston, Massachusetts on Wizard Blend Records, it doesn't matter. Plusser before that from Philadelphia, a song called Old Car, all lowercase letters as they do sometimes these days. Plusser, two S's, came out on an EP called Citrine. 2025 self-released. Good for you, Plusser. Before that, quite a confusing one for me. Band's called Web Chapel. They're from Philly. That was from a release called Vernon Manor that came out in 2024 on Strange Mono Records. But if you go to Spotify, you'll also find a Vernon Manor release with different album cover, also on Strange Mono, that came out this very year, and all different song titles. So there appears Discogs doesn't have that release yet, so I can't confirm it there. Needs more research, but there appears to be two releases by Web Chapel, two B's in Web, called Vernon Manor, the Philadelphia band, Web Chapel, that is. Song called Mazel Tov Cocktail, and I've already told you enough about the release. Set began with Tall Tees, perhaps a radio premiere. I'm connected. And I got the file sent to me. So perhaps a radio premiere of Tall Tees' Two Clowns Kissing from a three-song EP they just released yesterday or maybe today. Extinguished Brilliance was the name of that. The band spans from Reading, PA, all the way up to Leverett, Massachusetts. A three-piece. You can catch them next week in Southampton, Massachusetts at Tin Can Alley. We always go to Australia. We often go to New Zealand. So let's hear now from Swallow the Rat. Come on now. Song called Face Unpopular. They're a Auckland band. Thanks for tuning in to Piece of Work. I got 8 minutes left. I bet I can fit two in. Maybe I'll say bye. Otherwise, see you next week's a holiday. Memorial Day, I think. So maybe I don't see you next week. Then in two. Thanks for tuning in. Follow along on Instagram, Piece of Work PV. We got time for one more. That was Doom 3. I can't find anything online about them. They're on the new great EP by C/Saw, which is sort of a Pitchfork follow-on. No, ex-employee of Pitchfork, doing a Maximum Rock and Roll sort of thing. It was a benefit comp for the Palisades Fire. People impacted by the Palisades Fire. Before that, Swallow the Rat from Auckland, New Zealand, did Face Unpopular, self-released. Good for you, Swallow the Rat. We're going to hear now, we're going to close out with a band, a demo on Roach Leg Records, New York label. The band spans LA, New York, and Vienna. Heck, it came out last year, the demo. A song called Sand Talk. The band is Healing on Piece of Work. Thanks for tuning in. See you in a bit. I'm not afraid to die.